Jesus wasn't around. I mean, he probably was. I mean, not to offend Christians, but he probably, we didn't see him, or he wasn't making a stop here. He wasn't getting off the train here. And we were watching, you know, the life expectancy and just the pain, sickness, death, and stuff like that, that, you know, the grandmas were just, you know, they were dying one right after another. I think we lost like 7 in 1 year. I think 1968, 69, I think we lost like 20 of them. I mean, it was a funeral every week, you know, and they went, you know, a few of them just went ugly, you know. Where's Jesus, you know, where, you know, they had such a hard life and they fought and then at the end they just died. That's not right. You know? And then, you know, they wanted to do the traditional wake and then they wanted, so, you know, viewing. And so most of the, my dad had done with the elders, I think they did like, after everybody left, then they did like songs, then they did, I remember some of them, they were kind of chanting, stuff like that, but it was in a transition that they, we were kind of going back to the old way and, you know, just empowering ourselves just to like deal with the death, loss, mourn, grief, whatever. That was part of that. It's coming back. So as a teenager, I was kind of like, I didn't know anything else. So, but they were the ones, the elders were the ones that were saying that has to go back the other way because you can't live like that and that you can't, we can't survive like that. We have to go back. In order to go forward, we have to go back to our old ways to go forward. Most of the Ojibwe tribes got all the funding for housing, water, the BIA. They divided us between, you have to keep up the Chippewa Wars. You know, if you guys want funding, you guys have to get mad at the Chippewas, not us. And it's like, you're the BIA. You guys, this is the funding. This is what we got. This belongs to everybody. And they were like, well, you have to take it up with them. And then my dad just crossed the bridge and went to Roger Jourdain and the guys up there and said, hey, who's, and they're like, oh no, these guys, you know, they're playing divide and conquer and they're pitting us against each other. So dad and the Roger Jourdain and the Minnesota Chippewa tribe, you know, backed him in the corner and made him accountable. So it's like, you guys can't do this to us. This belongs, and that's where we got most of the, you know, the housing and stuff like that was ours. You know, most of that, most of the funding was, you know, sit up and beg, roll over and stuff. And they said, no more. We're not doing that no more. So that's where like the Minnesota Chippewa tribe and the Minnesota Sioux tribe, they had met in like Mille Lacs and Duluth. And, you know, they had morning prayers and tobacco ceremony. And it's like, ha, they wanted to keep us separate. Said, no, we're not separate. We're the same. We're relatives, and they're all standing on, I don't know, one of the bars up there. They were all arm in arm, and it's Ojibwe, Dakota, Ojibwe, Dakota, Ojibwe. It's like, hey, and he's like, where's the BIA guy running like that down the street? And it's like, see, he doesn't want nothing to do with us.